This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
There's a mosquito. Oh no, not a okay. If it's a skeeter, you need to take care of biz.
There's a mosquito in here.
We got to get rid of that thing. I'm coming over. I love killing mosquitoes.
Bring your flamethrower, please.
get a little vacuum and suck it into the vacuum. That's okay. What I like to do.
Bug vac.
All right. Keep an eye out if you see it.
I'm genuinely concerned about Aaron getting bit by a mosquito while we're all here to witness it.
I know you're gonna.
Whose episode is this?
It's mine.
Aaron's.
Cool.
Well, if she's still alive. If that mosquito suck her dry, then...
Don't joke!
What the fuck?
And as we always begin, don't joke, and...
Okay.
He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cannon of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
All right, sort of having everyone over for an early Friendsgiving. Let's see who's at the door.
Ding dong, hi.
Hi.
Hey, Adel. I waited outside your door for 90 minutes. I didn't want to be too early, but...
Classic Adel. How's it going?
Good. I brought you a gift card for Mariano's and also a gift card for Eataly, $500 a piece. I hope this will feed enough people.
Oh, great. Yeah, I already made all the food. This is really generous.
I'm sorry.
So this is a lot of money, Adel.
I'm sorry.
No, you're great. Come on in.
Okay, thank
Grab
you so
Grab a beer.
Much.
I got red wine over there, some mulled wine right there. Really perfect. Is it just you?
No, I thought I heard somebody coming up the stairs. Do you mind if I mix a wine and a beer? I want to make myself sick.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. La 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 la, Thanksgiving.
All right.
Hey, Aaron, sorry. Door was closing. So I decided I didn't want to be involved in that, so I just came into the bathroom window. Hope
yeah,
that's
that
cool.
Scared me. Oh, you broke it. You broke the bathroom window to come through it.
No, I think it was broken, but I don't want to get in a whole argument about this again. The big repeat of last year. Sorry I didn't read the email. I'm glad I found the place.
You just found it? You didn't know where I lived?
Yeah.
Hey, guys,
sure.
I just got a text. We owe Paul McCartney $5,000 for that bit.
Again?
Yeah,
we can't come in
through the bathroom window, please.
Just like last year. Anyway, Aaron, I got you a bunch of parking tickets that I found on cars on your block on the way over here. So happy birthday.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, Aaron, are we going to go Thanksgiving caroling later?
Yeah, all of our favorite Thanksgiving songs.
Whee!
Turkey and a mashed potato all on my plate.
Everybody.
Whoa. Oh, you just fell through the chimney.
Hey,
holy crap,
Aaron.
Are you okay, Janet?
you landed hard on a log. So hard.
I'm good. Oh, you know what? I had made a commitment to myself, just knowing you as I do. I was like, I'm going to stay jammed up in here until I hear some caroling.
How many
Even
days,
if it's just
Janet?
Teaser caroling. 2 days.
Oh,
I'm
right.
So hungry.
She's eating mashed potatoes with her hands. Well, gang's all here. This is going to be great. Thanks for coming to Friendsgiving.
This is it?
Yeah, well, yeah, this is a good group, good chemistry.
But someone's coming later, right? Someone else is coming.
Also, it's November 1st. Is that Thanksgiving?
I'm going to ask a question that seems silly, but I just have never found... Why is it called Friendsgiving? I can't put it together.
Oh, it's goblin
why?
Every day, and we're goblin every day. It's turkey casserole. We're here to play gobble gobble.
I thought for Friendsgiving, which no one knows why it's called that. We'll never know.
Thank you.
We
were on a break.
No.
We're all going to give some friends quotes.
Would that be why it's called that?
Could I be any more Friendsgiving?
Didn't Joey say how rude?
Yes.
Probably.
Joey Lawrence.
Yeah.
We should do an episode of Favorite or Riddle. We got Janet here. She's our favorite co-host, guest, anything, person maybe. So let's just do, well, I have you guys. Why not we do an episode of Favorite or Riddle?
No, okay. Thank you.
Love to. Me, I think after a shower, and if I could borrow some of your clothes, Aaron, I am filthy. As you can see, I've been living in a chimney for 2 days, so I can't say I'm ready to do an episode right now. If I could.
All right, let's get started.
All right.
As she's talking, three little mice poke their heads out to hum a little tune.
Of my chimney a while. Mouth?
Wait, what? There they are.
Ooh. Jimmy's really come back. He's trying to get out through the...
Hey, Riddle is actually what I am no thankful for, so I don't have to do it this year.
Hey, sit down. Sit down.
Ow!
Sit down.
I was doing it slow. My knees move slow.
Do you need help with those buckles? Smart to attach those straps to the couch, actually, Aaron. Very smart.
It's the only way.
It's good.
It's also for
there.
Safety. Great. Yeah. You got to start
piece
moving
of
real
in
fast.
A U-Haul.
Well, earthquakes.
Yeah, that is.
Plus,
well.
I could bite my tongue.
It's not a talent. I see here on your resume under special skills, you wrote, can bite tongue.
If I need to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, Janet, how is your autumn so far?
Very autumnal. Of course, Los Angeles being a city replete with changing seasons, you really get the sense of that, ooh, is that a pumpkin spice latte I smell from every corner?
Mm.
Is that gasoline?
Is
that from my car?
All the leaves aren't changing. You know, there's a little nip in the air. I will say I have been other places in which it's really starting to feel like autumn, and I'm trying to bring the spirit of that back with me every time I come to LA.
I brought a spirit back with me. God, what was that? That was when I went on that vacation to the other side.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, this guy was pissed. Not a friendly spirit.
Don't let someone ask you to carry their luggage from across the other side. A lot of the times they're smuggling a ghost.
Fool me once.
Has anyone done any fall things yet? Like pumpkin patch, corn maze, leaf raking, jumping in a pile of leaves.
Yeah, I did a fall thing. I bit it really hard coming out of my house the other day. Four flights of stairs. yeah, busted up my knee pretty bad. That's
bite
why I have
tongue?
To sit down slow. But I learned that I could.
So it was worth it.
You're Mr. Fall. You won that several years in a row.
I'm Mr. Baseball. Coming to theaters next year is my Tom Selleck Mr. Baseball remake. This time I play baseball in a Halloween costume.
Did you get permission
to respect the strike? Please respect the strike. You can call it something else.
I just got a Venmo request from Paul McCartney for $5,000. He bought up all of Tom Selleck's movies. I went to some haunted houses. I indulge in some apple cider donuts. And of course, famously, my premonition this year was that apple cider is going to overtake pumpkin spice as a flavor. Because I think we as a society are getting sick of pumpkin spice. And I think the companies are really phoning in pumpkin spice. A lot of pumpkin spice nowadays tastes like candle flavors. So
pumpkin spice was your favorite Spice Girl for a long time. But I remember you started to say like you were getting a little bit sick of her.
Yeah, she's I don't know what her whole deal is. Just
she's
out of October.
She's a pumpkin and she's a Spice Girl. What's confusing?
What do you mean her whole deal? That's her deal.
She's busy. It's very
busy.
She's
a pumpkin in a dress.
Do you feel like the rest of the Spice Girls are more complex?
Yeah, they have depth. Baby Spice, there's a lot going on there. That's a three-dimensional celebrity. You know?
I like Baby and Scary.
I like Scary a lot. You bet.
Oh, the combo? The combo of Baby and Scary?
They got great chemistry. They were on the circle together.
Is it chemistry or chemistry?
In England, it would be chemistry.
It's aluminium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had an apple iced coffee, like an apple autumnal
that
iced coffee.
Terrible to me. Was it good?
Right? It was
so good.
Did
you get it from the Genius Bar? Can everyone stop for a second? Did you get it from the Genius Bar? And resume.
It was very good. It was like an apple brown sugar.
Apple coffee.
I know. And no one was more surprised than me.
Did you, Aaron, get it from the Genius Bar?
Want to get it again? Make sure you're getting it clean.
No, it's clean. I got it clean that time.
It was for good. Socials. I got it clean for socials.
Okay. Huh. Well, should we do riddles?
I think so.
Janet's doing math on a chalkboard behind her.
So if I apple, C-O-F-F-E-E, divided by the two. Maybe it's because apple also has two letters, like P.
Yeah, it could be.
But give her some space. She'll get there.
I don't feel so.
Would you guys drink like a buttered corn flavored coffee or something?
That is a scary combination of words.
Okay, never mind. Sorry.
Buttered corn.
Corn.
Once a year, I have one idea and I try and get it out into the ether, but no, Adel, you fool. You've done it again.
Easter. Into the Easter.
This is just like pants for your butt all over again.
I think butterscotch.
Okay. Well, butterscotch buttered isn't corn. Buttered corn. So.
What about like popcorn flavored coffee?
Well, that's what I thought that's what you were trying to say somehow, but like your mouth wouldn't let you. And buttered corn came out instead.
Do you want to take time to ask permission for your mouth?
Well, it's not really my mouth. There's three mice living inside there, but they can't harmonize. So they're mostly just controlling the upper and bottom lip. See, I can't even barely talk.
Those are the guys saying it's a living all the time too, right?
Of course. Okay. I think we should get into some riddles. Why not?
Hell yeah.
Great.
Why not?
I can think of a thousand reasons why not.
These are from Stephanie C.
I'm having a good time. I'm having a good day. It's fun to talk.
I'm already in a good mood. Don't ruin it. They say, I've been a listener for years. Y'all helped me survive the pandemic and continue to be my fave podcast. I heard an old ep recently where y'all did movie title mashups and wanted to try writing some. For example, the worst Chris is a Marvel hero with a raccoon and tree as friends, and they cross paths with Alan Rickman and Tim Allen as TV space explorers.
Guardians of the Galaxy Quest?
Yes.
Look at that.
You got it.
Look at that.
No, she said tree, so it'd be Chris Pine.
Yes, yes.
And the other part makes no sense, so we skip it.
Good job, Stephanie. That's great.
And we got 10 of these?
I look forward to Adel getting all of these right.
Well, the mice. It's the mice. We should say it's the mice.
I look forward to the mice getting right.
Who cannot sing.
Scorbidorp. See, they make me say that.
Should we be doing that riddle in a strike? I mean, obviously, we can't really be promoting. We should just say we're not promoting.
Don't watch any of these. A family of scientists adventuring in the far reaches of space with Michael Jordan and the Looney Tunes.
Lost in Space Jam.
Yes, Janet. Yes.
Check that out. I'm so pissed right now. But also wait, victorious.
I'm going to actually keep score this episode.
Oh. I just decided. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Starting now?
No.
Adel, you get a point. Janet, you get a point. Oh. JPC.
Did I get one for
the Apple Bar thing?
The Genius Bar? I can't remember.
I think I got one or three. I can listen back.
Okay. Well,
Jude Law and Matt Damon play good-looking playboys, while Nick Cage and Pedro Pascal appreciate Nick Cage.
The unbearable weight of talented Mr. Ripley? Or massive talent? I forget what the name of the movie. The massive talent? Okay, cool.
The unbearable weight of massive talented Mr. Ripley.
If you could chime in with a... You got it a little bit sooner.
No. People liked watching you try to build a parachute midair.
I didn't see the unbearable weight of massive talent.
I heard
maybe it was a little bit disappointing.
I heard it was so good.
Fast. Oh, really? Okay, well, fuck. I guess I got to see it now.
But the outcome was the same for both of us. Neither of us saw it. So.
I didn't know he was in this. Ryan Reynolds and Jesse Eisenberg work in an amusement park full of adorable cartoon dinosaurs trying to find...
Zombie Land Before Time.
Tree stars, yes.
Before it even finished.
Ryan Reynolds is in Zombie Land? That can't be right.
I don't think that's right.
And
is he in The Land Before Time?
Yeah, he's Petrie.
Is that more
likely? Look it up. Let me look it up.
What if Ryan Reynolds was Littlefoot? He just did like 9 of those silently. No one knew.
Ryan Reynolds Adventureland.
Zombie.
He is in it.
Oh, Adventureland, yeah.
Well, okay, so Adventureland is different from Zombieland.
But that's
Zombieland.
Not Zombieland. Oh, so it was Adventureland Before Time.
But Jesse Eisenberg was in Adventureland.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he was in both. Jesse Eisenberg was in
being more than one movie.
Right. Jesse the Eisenberg... answer is Adventureland Before Time.
Oh, so okay. That's
Jesse
not
Eisenberg
what
was also
JPC
in
said.
Zombieland he and was. Adventureland. He only did land movies for a long time.
Mm-hmm. GPC, I'm going to get rid of your
land.
Point
the
for
social
that one.
Network land. That works I'm
gonna,
too well.
But I am going to retroactively give you a point for the Genius Bar thing.
That seems fair.
You evened
that
out. Seems, that's good.
That seems fair.
Yeah.
Jason Voorhees stalks and murders a bunch of teens when a girl accidentally ages up to 30.
Friday the 13th, going on 30.
Janet, who got it first?
Well, I said something. I said the wrong one.
I mean,
it.
I feel
I
like it was more.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I was going to say it was more complete from JPC.
Well, I got the right that. Answer.
I am not going to give you a point for that, but I am going to give you a second point for the Genius Bar joke.
One more, and I get the point I deserve.
Ill-advised.
So real quick, it was Friday the 13th. Going on 30?
Yeah, Friday the 13th going on 30. Brendan Fraser swings from the tree near Tim Allen and JTT trying to connect a father and son.
Jungle to Jungle to Jungle.
George
to jungle?
Of the Jungle to Jungle?
Yes.
Now, for those of you listening at home, that is how you steal the answer from someone who is essentially saying the answer without having said it yet.
So, Janet, I'm not going to give you... a point
Janet,
for that, but I am going to give you a
ring
point
pop?
For JPC's Genius Bar joke?
Yes.
Love it.
Janet, are you wearing a ring pop right now?
In a sense, I yes. dislocated my pinky when I
oh, no.
tripped holding a potted plant that I was then unwilling to let go of in time because I was
yeah,
like, I don't want
go.
This to break.
Exactly.
So it's sort of a ring pop without any of the joy.
So it's a blue raspberry cast?
It's like a splint.
Okay. Oh,
it's just
it from
a
the
splint
side.
That was in my yeah. It was this. It's the splint that just came in the first aid kit I happened to have at the house, and when I,
well
when I showed up at the emergency room, like three different physician's assistants and the like surgeon that finally comes in at the end to make sure nobody like screwed up whatever it was
yeah.
that you were told. All of them were like, "Ooh, where did you get that?"
Beautiful.
Like,
wow.
Just in like a cheap first aid kit that we keep at the house. They're like, "Huh." That is really cool.
It's Who's from
the
Jared.
Lucky
doctor? I know.
He went to Jared. Okay. OG superhero movie starring Robert Downey Jr. saves Leonardo DiCaprio, but you don't see his face.
Iron Man
he
of La Mancha?
Iron Man without a face.
Iron Mask.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Man without a face is not. Is that a thing?
Could be.
Woman without a
Man
face.
Man without
maybe?
A face. I think that's an MG movie, and I'm not saying his full name in
MG
case
Shyamalan?
Someone wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Veda loses her best...
I was trying to figure out who MG was, and I was like, Michael Gay? And I was like, no, that's not
Did
that's
you figure out
right.
who I was talking about?
Eventually, yes,
yeah, okay.
But I had to go through Michael Gay first, who I was also like, huh, that could be... Is that something?
Did you get into
I'll
the club? Yeah, but I had to go through Michael Gay first.
Veda loses her best friend to honeybees, and these ladies are in a psych hospital in the 60s.
Something Veda. Girl Interrupted. There you
girl
go. There's part of the answer for
the
any of
part?
My friends to take
What's the
as
first
a gift.
Part?
Here's my hint about the first part. He
Funny
can't
girl
see
interrupted.
Without his glasses. Where
oh, the
are his
note
glasses?
Book over the cuckoo's nest?
Oh, my. That's
where
it.
Where are his glasses? He can't see without
oh,
his glasses.
Oh, that's My Girl.
My
girl,
girl Interrupted.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the saddest part in any movie.
Dan Aykroyd's finest work.
Wesley and Buttercup's love story, but then a little red-haired doll gets married.
The Princess Bride of Chucky.
Oh,
geez,
oh no!
Bar,
he's transforming.
Take me home to the bar. I belong.
Michael Cera fights the seven evil exes while Brad Pitt takes on
Scott
the
Pilgrim
zombie
saves the
apocalypse.
World War Z.
Yeah,
Scott
nice.
Pilgrim saves the World War Z.
An FBI agent goes undercover as a surfer, only to discover this young socialite with a past who frequents a jewelry store.
Socialite
point. Breaking Bad.
Point break, break Fist at Tiffany's.
Yep. Point oh, okay. Break Fist at Tiffany's. That is.
Is that
inspired.
Right?
Yeah.
That shouldn't be right.
That's
that
my favorite one.
Is amazing. Wow.
That made my head
really
hurt.
You gotta shift gears in pronunciation.
Yeah.
That is the best for that very reason.
Well, thank you, Stephanie, for those riddles.
Stephanie
that
killed
made me
it.
Very, very
thank you for now.
Happy.
I'm gonna start pronouncing it Point Breck.
Point Breck.
You guys want to watch Point Breck? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Point Breck.
Breakfast.
I do want to see a scene.
Who wants to watch Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Shrek. Aaron Shrek's here. Happy Shreksgiving.
Shrek, thank come on, you. And thank you. And thank you.
Flatulence.
Okay, Janet and sorry. Shrek for the rest of the episode.
Oh, no.
Yay.
That's a curse you put on someone. That's not a request.
Yeah.
Right. You're right.
I do want to see a scene. Okay. So speaking of Point Breck, which is, as you mentioned, an FBI agent goes undercover as a surfer for anybody who hasn't seen the movie. I do want to see a scene. So JPC and Aaron, you are, well, let's have JPC and Janet, you are surfers. You are actual surfers. Aaron, you're an FBI agent trying to infiltrate surfers, but you've never really surfed before.
That was a pretty good set of waves wow. out there, buddy.
Those fucking waves, man. Such yeah, crush. Man. Just absolutely love it.
Whoa. Didn't see you there.
What?
Oh.
Hey.
Didn't see us there? That's how you came up to us?
Well, no, I almost tripped over you with my huge surfing board.
Yeah, you were very visible to us in that you were wearing a suit and tie. On the beach holding a surfboard, so I'm not sure what that's about. Is that like a new, what is that?
Whoa, yeah, it's a new high-tech wetsuit. I didn't
it's
just
wet.
Forget.
It's certainly wet.
Yeah, it makes it really heavy. I got scared in the water a second ago because I started to sink because of my clothes. Anyways, y'all heard about that murder that happened?
Hey, just for safety, bruh, just want to let you know that cord on the end of your board, you're supposed to tie that around your ankle. Bruh.
Or yeah, you could just use the Velcro. You don't necessarily have to tie it.
Well, no, but it's Velcro around your ankle. You appear to be using handcuffs. That's
I actually like that. That to me, that's a very cool touch.
It's gonna chafe.
It keeps me sort of tied to my board, which keeps me tied to the waves.
But
definitely
yeah, we heard
server.
About that murder when Billy murdered that 60-footer that came through and
that real murder that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Beach?
There have been a bunch of crows hanging out at the beach. They have been pecking and cawing and like getting up in the seagull's biz, bruh. Totally saw that murder. That is messed up.
Get fired.
What?
Speaking of crows, brother, are you a Counting Crows head?
Hell yeah.
We're major Counting Crows heads over here.
And the song that they sing sounds a little like this, and this is the song. Yeah, I love their stuff, man.
What was that? Could you sing that again?
What was that song? It must be a deep cut.
Song in the song, song.
Abort, cancel, get out, fired.
I'm too deep in, boss. They're buying it. On a scale of 1 to 10, how undercover was I? How did you guys, could you tell?
Oh, you
on top of the sheets.
Undercover, brother.
Yeah, on top of the sheets.
It was a test because surfers are not supposed to listen to Counting Crows. And so if you had known a Counting Crows song, we would have known you were
You were about to get inducted into our gang because you passed by not knowing Counting Crows songs.
Is there any other subculture that has like an accent like surfers do?
Chess players.
Chess players?
You know, chess.
Chess. Oh, we have to play chess.
That's what
I think. I think we were doing like West Coast surfers, right? Like if you surf and you're like surfing on like the Jersey Shore, like you don't sound like that.
That's probably true.
No, but
honestly, I don't know.
Yeah,
I've never experienced
surf culture. Like certain subculture of surfing or certain areas have that certain lingo and way of talking, right? Or is
I'm
that
sure
just
we
Southern
nailed
California?
It. As long as we agree, we nailed it.
Yes.
We nailed
Tens
it for sure.
Across the board Spicoli's, for all of us.
Two Spicolis.
All right. Riddle podcast. Let's do some more. These are from Basil. Thought I'd send you one of the many pre-D&D games I play with. Oh, I play to warm up my players.
D&D warm-ups.
Yes. This is a collection of potential, perhaps rejected, Weird Al song parodies where the players have to guess the name of the song based on the brief description of the content.
This is good. Basil.
This is to warm them up to play D&D?
Of course.
And Aaron, as a D&D warm-up, could you do some critical splits?
Ow! I botched. I rolled a one. Thought I'd break from animating to send the last lot over. Some of these are definitely better than others. All the best.
Oh, I knew that.
Oh, this is that
familiar.
Basil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Basil.
Basil.
It could be Basil.
Basil. Basil.
A little razzle dazzle from Basil.
Woo, a chess player.
No. A little razzle dazzle from Basil.
Razzle dazzle from Basil is the name of the episode. Weird Al laments losing his hair in the send up of Billie Eilish's number one.
Okay. Alopecia eyes.
Oh, that's funny.
Billie Weird Eilish's number one.
You should see me.
Bald.
You should see me.
Balding.
You should see me in a toupee. You should see me in a gown.
I think this is Billie Eilish's number one song ever.
Oh.
Duh.
Oh, I'm a bald because I'm a bald guy. What?
Yeah. Good word.
Bald
okay.
guy.
Bald guy. Bald guy.
I don't know why I thought it had to rhyme.
I also was stuck and it had to rhyme.
Yeah.
But it's not. But just so we're clear, it's not that. The formula is you just put one L into it, right? Yeah. That's what we're doing here.
Because alopecia eyes.
What?
Right.
Yes.
Nothing. Nothing about what you're saying is real.
No.
Can I have a point?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I have an L?
Yes.
Great.
I'll take an L.
I might need
the
it.
The Beatles find themselves losing terribly at poker and try to cut their losses as quickly as possible.
Okay. She came in through the bathroom window. Obvi.
Obviously.
Why don't we fold it in the road?
Oh. They're losing.
Fold. I want to fold my hand.
Yes. I want to fold this hand.
That's good.
I
want to
fold this hand.
I'd like to see a scene. The three of you are in a poker tournament, and Janet, you realize you're like in way over your head, and you're trying to sort of gracefully exit the game.
Great.
All right. Next hand is going to be three card stud. Aces are wild, and twos are two. Here we go. And why don't we make things interesting? I'm going to toss in my Colt revolver and 2 pounds of gold. And
oh.
I'm going to put my horse, Betty, on the line as well. How about you, Gruff?
Yeah, I'm looking at the three cards I got in my hand right now, and I say, I don't mind raising you. Why don't I raise you my CD player, my signed Orlando Magic jersey, signed by, what's it? Olajuwon, right?
No. Close enough. Olajuwon was like the Shaquille O'Neal of the Rockets.
Not the Rockets. Okay, Olajuwon's the Rockets. Orlando Magic, help me out. Who am I thinking
of? Anthony Hardaway.
That's it. It's a Hardaway jersey.
And pardon me for crying,
you
Gruff,
came
but,
about that answer, huh? The Hardaway.
Look who's come to play.
If I could just go ahead and bet with that joke, obviously I think it's worth...
Very funny, Tinseltown, somewhere. But you're going to have to put in a little more something substantial if you want to stay in this game.
Okay, all right, I like a little gamble. Okay, tell you what, I am going to put in this pinky splint... It's not just any pinky splint. It's electric blue metallic, and it came in a first aid kit. Wow. So,
well, you said it slow like it was special, but all the words you said were mundane as all hell.
Focus on the sound of my voice.
Yeah, Gruff, it ain't what she said. It's how she said it. So it must be of some value. So I'll take your bet and... Gruff, you did say you're going to raise me. I assume that meant, you know, since my parents passed just a few months ago, I assume that meant you're going to raise me?
Sure, you're going to come and live in my hotel room with me, and I'm going to teach you how to be a man about town.
Thanks, Gruff. Sorry, just some side business.
That has nothing to do with the game.
Take your time.
All right, well, all bets are in. I guess let's see what we all got. Read them and weep, gentlemen.
I don't know.
Most of
read.
These are not playing cards.
3 halves of a robin's egg, a spoon, and a DVD box set of Cheers, seasons 1 through 4.
Okay,
will,
it looks like.
Yeah. Well, I have played a Polaroid of someone roller skating. I have played a business card from 7-Eleven. And I have also played. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to take this. Picks up seashell. Hello?
Okay.
Well, that's just great. Hello?
Crab, 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 crab.
Scene.
Oh, brother. That was a blast.
We're out, Cal?
I think those guys
do. Do that ever happen where someone has playfully been like, let me see if I can hear the ocean, and they genuinely do put up a shell to their ear and a crab is in there and pinches their ear?
Or is that sure. I do think that happens almost 100% of the time.
Oh.
To Daffy Duck.
Yeah.
This is only further cementing the fact that you and I never go to the beach. Don't know what surfers sound like. Don't know what waves sound like.
I want to get my ear pinched by a crab. That's why I stay away from that place.
Smart.
Duh.
That's just smart.
You could go to Claire's or you could go to the beach.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what? I've decided we're going to go on a break. I'm in charge. I get to make these choices. And we're going on a break.
Hey, Aaron, is that a Friendsgiving callback?
What's up?
Aaron, do you mind calling it a break?
Oh, yes.
We were on a break.
We were on a break.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
A dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could. Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have. Pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray... your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this, trying to get Aaron out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep, but because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
And we don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book, you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, and I got matched with a Midnight Luxe mattress, which is one of the best nights sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Aaron's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Aaron sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Aaron got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like, a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's because
they certainly will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, everybody, we're back with some riddles. And Janet is here, and that is the best.
In that order.
Why do you always have to rank everything, JPZ?
I'm kind of a quiz show guy. I'm just kind of like, I'm always doing my little rankings.
Okay, we're back with these Weird Al warm up. For D&D. No, well, hopefully we'll get to play some D&D after this because we'll be nice and warmed up. All right.
It sounded like you said Weird Owl, which I would love to see like a children's puppet show. Yeah. Parody. Owl, yes. The parodiest.
I'd like to see a scene. Janet, you are the human host of Weird Owl. Adel, you are obviously the Weird Owl. And JPC, you are the kid in the live studio audience watching the show, sort of trying to figure out what's happening.
Okay, everybody, we are back from our little break, and we are going to take some questions from our kiddo audience. Who wants to ask a question of Mr. Owl?
Oh, I'd love to hear some questions. Don't mind my Hawaiian shirt and curly pompadour.
How could we ever mind it, Owl? Yes, you, kiddo. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess my question is, what is this?
This is the talkback session that we do at the little talkback session.
I know literally what's going on now, but I guess I meant like more on a big picture scale. Like, what is this? Like, what is the show?
Who? Kid, are you an industry plant? What are you doing?
No, just
be like, why is water wet? Or say whatever you want to say. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm not super interested in that. I want to like this.
Uh-huh. Thank
you. I just want to know what is going on in it.
That's fun. Well, I will let you answer that, Weird Al.
Okay. So, did you ever in school... How old are you, kid? Let me start there. How old are you?
I'm 7.
7. Hey, do you ever, like, dissect my shit in science class or anything? You're in what?
I'm in first grade.
You're in first grade and you say stuff like the big picture idea? What's the scope of this thing?
My dad's in the industry.
Do you know I hunt at night? What time is it? Look at your little fucking watch. What time is it?
we reveal that this is Sherry Lewis style and it's me holding the puppet and I'm throwing my voice and doing that voice while I smile and my lips are moving.
Look at your fucking watch. Look at your fucking watch.
If you don't know what the show is, that's fine. Just say that. But I'm just asking, what is the show?
I'm taking his eyes. Oh, God. I'm going to take his eyes.
I'm actually okay with that.
And there's a bunch of seats in here. Why am I the only kid in here? The guy said one at a time when he ushered me in.
Who?
When little boys are very bad and their parents want to teach them a lesson, they'd send them to our show.
Why would my dad want to teach me a lesson? I mean, I'm only trying to help him with my constructive criticism when he has a work.
You hurt my feelings. You're not coming out of there.
Thomas, what did we say?
We have your dad under the stage.
Do not make a noise. You are allowed to watch and listen, but you can't say anything.
Who?
It's my line.
I guess I get what the show is now. It's a punishment for bad little boys? Uh-huh. Is that, that's... There's got to be a better way, because what lesson am I supposed to learn from this?
Would you rather just get spanked?
Again, I mean, there's got to be a better way. And should it be a choice between those two options?
Oh, I love a Sherry Lewis reference. that made my blood clean. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
That, like, cleaned out my blood.
It makes a ton of sense.
You get it, you get it.
Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you had sepsis pretty bad.
Right? Yeah, so pretty bad. The guards in Aladdin take a page from the police and sing a stern song to their marketplace thief.
Don't steal so close to
me. Yo.
Wow. Street rat Roxanne.
What is the name of that song?
What does Aladdin steal at the beginning?
Bread.
Mm-hmm.
Better off bread.
Huh.
Bread.
I love that police song.
Bread, rocks, bread, what?
Rocks, bread, rye bread.
Janet, we're sorry. We're sorry that you showed up to this and we said rocks, bread.
This is exactly what I deserve. My whole life has been leading up to these puns.
Every bread you
every bread you take.
I'll be watching
you. Every bread you take,
again.
Message in a bread bowl.
Message in a bread bowl, Panera.
Message in a bread bowl, Pantera.
Al singing as the Minions can't help but admire his lovable, villainous boss and Ed Sheeran. I really like this one.
Al singing as the Minions?
Mm-hmm.
Groot. Al. What's it? I don't know.
Well, Ed Sheeran like songs. Weird Al.
Groot. What are some? I don't know any Ed Sheeran songs.
Shape of Groot? What? Why is Groot involved?
You're Grootiful?
Yeah, Shape of Groot. I'm in love with the shape of
Groot. I was saying Groot.
I thought we were talking about Groot for a second. I go, huh?
I think
you're
his name grootiful, is...
Grootiful, when's an honorable mention.
You are Grootiful.
You are Grootiful.
A minion singing you are Grootiful.
No matter what you Groot.
Oh, it's past now. So now I can say it. That Halloween scaryoke thing that mm-hmm. I did. I sang This Kiss dressed like a minion.
Oh.
Now that was last Friday, I can tell you what my costume and song combo was.
Wow.
I have to still
Which
buy a minion?
Minion
costume. I don't know. There's different minions.
Aaron, can I say you are?
Oh
one
boy!
In a minion.
Internet, go at her. You,
no,
this
there
week
isn't.
You have
and there's
my
also
permission.
No. Yeah, there's not different Pokemon.
Okay, get ready for your minions to be absolutely fucked.
I know that all the minions have very unique, different personalities. I know so much about minions.
Minions, get her. I assume they're called that.
Mennonites? Mennonites?
Mennonites.
Roses. Mennonites will not be listening to this.
Guns, Roses, and Al sing an ode to the Little Mermaid, Ariel.
Welcome to the sea jungle. We got lots of kale.
Take me down to the Atlantis city.
JPC, you have the right...
November Rain. That's
you have
water.
The right song, but it's not Oh Sweet Friend of Crab, which actually I do love.
Sea Child of Mine?
Sea Child of Mine.
Sweet Child of Brine.
Yes, Adel, you got it. I do want...
God, there were a lot of possible answers there.
Yeah.
All GBC. Equally awful in a great way.
So Ariel's pickled?
Sea Child of Mine is wonderful.
Instead of a scene, can you look up the lyrics to Sweet Child of Mine and then just sort of change it to Sweet Friend of Crab or whatever you did? I want to see how far into the song you can get.
Yeah, sure. I don't know the lyrics to Sweet Child of Mine.
Same.
Hold on, let me get these up here. Sweet Child of Mine lyrics.
Tippity tap, tap, tap.
She's got...
This isn't for me. this wasn't my assignment.
Okay,
She's
here
got
we go.
Claws.
She's got kelp that it seems to me reminds me of seashore castles where everything was as fresh as the bright blue ocean.
He's singing like someone's holding a gun to his head.
Like your marine biologist teacher that's trying to get kids to care.
I'm singing and thinking at the same time. No one's ever done this before.
As long as you can get crustacean in there. That's all I'm asking. You know what I mean?
My problem is I have to get into falsetto. So everybody shut up.
Oh, okay.
So, he has to go into a little trance to do this.
Now and then when I see her place. No, place is the next word. Fuck.
JPC,
she takes me away to that seafloor anonymity. And if I stare too long, I probably get salt in my eye.
Nice.
Whoa, whoa, sweet friend of crab.
Axel Rowe, of course.
Axel Rowe. I think I did it. I think I did sweet friend of crab.
Ah, man, I got to send you a gift for that.
Yeah.
You got a gift coming your way.
Beautiful.
1987, Appetite for Destruction. That's a good song, honestly. That's a good song.
Okay, I like that next song. One. Britney Spears reluctantly lets Al borrow her Toyota.
Like,
I lent you my truck.
I don't really get this one.
Who's Al? Which Al are we trying to solve for? Is it Gru again?
No, Al just is going to be in all of them because these are Weird Al parody songs that are not.
Oh,
real. What's a good Toyota? What can you involve with like a Camry?
Can you say it again,
Corolla? Aaron?
Britney Spears reluctantly lets Al borrow her Toyota. What's a famous Toyota?
Tercel.
Tercel.
Corolla.
Another famous
one. Both said Tercel immediately.
It's like, Toyota Tercel.
No one drives a Tercel.
Of course.
Corolla. Camry. Camry.
Camry.
Mm-hmm. What's a Britney?
Oops, I did it a Accord. Nope.
That's a Honda.
I can't think of any other Britney Spears songs, and I swear I know more.
You drive my Camry.
Mm-hmm. You'll drive my Camry. I just can't sleep.
She drives my Camry.
Like no one else.
That's a lot of fun. Al does his best Bob Dylan impression in his song dedicated to the local fruit vendor.
What? So it's a Bob Dylan song singing about a fruit vendor?
Of course, mm-hmm. Bob Dylan only has a handful of songs, so this will be a piece of cake. Just let me parse through his 6,500 song
my
catalog.
Friend is watermelon.
Blowing in
all
the rind.
All along the cauliflower.
Not a fruit.
What?
But otherwise, perfect.
Tangled up in blueberries?
Otherwise, perfect. Ooh, tangled up in blueberries. I'm sorry I'm late. I got
blood
tangled up in
the
blueberries.
The answer, like my friend, is banana in the wind.
Like a rolling stone fruit.
The hurricane sugar.
Lay upon my lettuce bed. Again, not a fruit. Not a fruit.
This is tough. Aaron, can you give us...
And the rhymes, they are...
like an album it's on? Or this is... there's so many Dylan songs.
Me and Cinderella...
That's Jacob Bones.
No.
All right, it's like an orangey fruit.
A kumquat.
Tangerine.
Oh, yep.
Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man, play a fruit.
Like a rolling stone fruit. Are we still helping?
Adel already said that.
that's the trend of the episode is Adel saying something and then one of us saying it like it was our idea. It's cool.
Elvis tries to perform an iconic ballad in the countryside, but keeps slipping all over the place.
I did just want to say
what happened
to
Al? Why is he getting
Rambo Italiano?
Hey, Rambo.
Elvis tries to perform an iconic ballad in the countryside, but keeps slipping all over the place.
Men say only
in the ghetto of bananas.
No, that's fruit.
What?
You got, Al, you have the right song.
Really? That's what? Fools Rush In?
And him.
Fools
Slipping on. Rubber glue.
Janet, I actually you didn't get it, but in a way you sort of did.
Thank
you had the right part of the song. I'm gonna give you a point.
Thank you.
What is he slipping on? You said Aaron?
He's in the countryside, sort of maybe at a farm after it's rained.
So sorry.
But
Janet,
I
what was the right
part slipping in chicken poop.
I'm going to give it to her.
It's chicken poop.
No, can't help falling in mud.
Oh.
I can't help falling in mud with you.
Okay. So any word can become any other word in the English language.
At all.
I won that one. Shh, I won that one. At all. You're going to love this.
Okay.
Danny
Zuko finally finds the perfect drink for his date with Sandy.
Finds a perfect drink for his date with Sandy. You're the wine that I want?
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
Hey.
He got that quick.
All right.
You're the wine that I want.
Adel, I'd like to see a scene. You are a sommelier, and Janet, you've gone into his store to buy some wine, and you're realizing that all of the wines that he sells are Greece-themed.
Okay. No pressure.
Hi, I'm hoping you can help me. My friend just got into beauty school, and
oh my god, that's amazing! Congratulations!
I will pass that along. Yeah. So I'm looking for something light, maybe something bubbly, just something that you know a bunch of gals can just you know sit back and celebrate and talk about old times.
Okay, maybe like Prosecco or
maybe what is Prosecco? Yeah.
Prosecco, well, it's like a bubbly wine.
So, like, okay, like this one. Why is there the? Okay, so like 7 of these have T-birds on them, Thunderbirds, cars. Mm-hmm. What is that? Someone's is that like Francis Ford Coppola's brand or?
Yeah, well, these are rosés, and of course, rosés are pink, so these are like pink ladies.
Okay. I'm not feeling it. My friend is like, you know, very eco-conscious, so she'd be like, oh, what's this gas guzzler doing on this label? What about this one? Why is there a tube of toothpaste on here?
Oh, that's because it's, do you know, this is a Jan Bernay. It's like a Cabernet, but with Jan, you know, she brusher.
I don't get it.
Yeah, well, I have his friend, Jan, and she's like crazy. And she's always brushing her teeth, but she sings a little song like a beaver.
You know what's weird is that even though you're trying to be helpful and like you're seemingly nice, I'm getting this weird feeling that you're just blowing me off.
No.
You're being like so just like, you know, you're just like so, you know, I don't know, nothing matters, like nihilistic, you know what I mean? And I came in here looking for help. What happened to us?
How'd you find my business? You look it up in the Yellow Pages?
Slap. How dare you?
What, your accent? Wait, you must be... Hey,
something happens to people when they come in this store.
Oh, we have some Australian wines.
If we don't interrupt them, do you think they'll do the whole movie, GPC? Do you think we could get them to do the whole movie?
I want it chilled if you're supplying.
Okay, I want that entire wine grease parody on my desk by Monday morning. No excuses.
You did it surprisingly well for how hard I think it is to come up with wine grease crossover names.
Not very hard.
Adel,
yeah, this is my Sauvignon Kaniki. I don't know. What do you want from me?
You better let it breathe. Because the tannins are tannins.
All right. We got a couple more of these. Weird Al had
Riesling Lightning.
Riesling Lightning.
Riesling Lightning.
I like that.
You sat through that scene for 3.5 minutes and then just came up with that in the spot? That's really impressive.
I honestly spent a really long time on Cabernet Kaniki. Cabernet Sauvignon Kaniki.
Weird Al heads to Australia for some cooked shrimp in this classic Euro dance number.
Cooked shrimp.
Another.
Prawns? Something about prawns?
Eurodance number.
Is that what they call it?
Shrimp
on the Bobby.
Prawn say?
What do you cook the
on the Bobby?
Grill? Barbie?
The Barbie.
I'm a Barbie girl.
The grill.
I'm a Barbie grill. I'm a Barbie grill.
I'm a Barbie grill. Got it. Nice.
I'm
very nice.
I'm a Barbie grill.
Oh.
In Frozen Scandinavia, Al is terrified when a deceased Maroon 5 return to life and begin to dance the only way the undead can.
I mean, I want to see this movie. I don't know if I care about the riddle.
Is this
and she
go?
Will be dead.
Great. Is that Maroon 5? Help me.
Oh, yeah.
Help.
Oh, yeah.
I need help.
Is it Let It Go? Is the song we're looking to...
No.
Oh, you got stuck on Frozen, but
it's
Maroon 5.
It's a Maroon 5 song, right?
Yes.
Oh,
is it Sunday Morning?
No.
But what is it? It's Zombies or something?
This.
Yeah.
Brain is not up for grabs. This
I like it.
Is that the right song?
No, it's a song about dancing.
Oh.
It's a song about dancing.
Dancing
about
like dancing. A specific person.
Oh, Moves Like Jagger.
Oh, yeah.
Moves Like Jagger. Moves okay. Like...
I don't know what this is a reference to, so maybe one of you
moves
will
know. Moves like Jägermeister. Moves Scandinavia, moves like huh?
Slagger. Moves like...
Is it... It's Scandinavia. Is it like fairies or something? What?
Oh, moves like Boggart? Isn't it's a Boggart this. A thing?
Draugr.
Moves like Draugr.
Oh, moves like Draugr.
Is that,
okay.
Is that D&D monster?
Yeah, yeah, it's like a zombie, basically.
I did not know that.
I think moves like Draugr was going to be a stretch or anyway.
Kurt Russell refuses to engage physically with the monster he's unearthed in this version of Aerosmith's song.
Dude looks like a lady.
It's a good one, I think.
Kurt Russell monster movie? Unearth a monster.
Kurt Russell. Is it a Kurt Russell
big
monster?
Trouble in Little China.
It's a no. Uh-huh.
Kurt Russell monster movie. Can you read the
Falling in Love is so hard on the Stargate?
Oh, Stargate.
I'm gonna tell you what year it came out. I'm gonna look up the year.
Huh.
Okay.
Russell monster movie, huh?
Can you read it again, the full thing?
Yes. Came out in 1982.
Okay.
Kurt Russell refuses to engage physically with the monster he's unearthed in this version. Of the Aerosmith song. I think this is my favorite one.
Loving a Tremor Vader? Loving Ella Tremors? Was he in Tremors?
I don't think he was in Tremors.
Was Tremors in 82?
82. I mean, 82. All I can think of is Big Trouble in Little China.
Loving a Little China. Loving a Trouble in Little China.
I know it. Yes. Hold on.
Whoa.
Let me think of. This, yes.
He's
what was
doing
the second
it.
Part? What was the second part after the Kurt Russell movie? A song about what?
It's an Aerosmith song.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss the thing.
Yeah, I don't want to kiss the thing.
I don't want
to engage physically.
And I don't want to kiss the thing.
Here's the thing.
I don't want to clone these guys.
I don't want to clone these guys.
Here's
yeah.
the thing. That's one of my all-time favorite movies. I never think of it as a monster movie because it's so much of it is like psychological, like anxiety. But it is, it's a monster movie.
I've never seen it.
I don't know if the judges are going to accept that. It is incredible. It's
truly
very
one of my top five movies.
Practical effects gooey. There's just a lot.
And Aaron, this is exactly the right time of year to watch it. It is the perfect Thanksgiving movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Am I being tricked?
No.
Oh, hello.
I'm getting tricked. Well, oop.
Oh, did you get it?
Did you get it?
Oh,
did you get the
get it?
Mosquito?
Get it.
Aaron's fighting.
Get it.
People who can't see
it.
Aaron's fighting. A
nice.
Mosquito. She killed it.
I've clapped many times in this episode.
I've pelted
but never
by
more
me like six times.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, no.
I did not get it in time at all, but I did kill it. And now there's a little bit of blood on my wall. That's fine.
It's your blood.
You're marking your territory.
Cool. Okay. This is, you know what? Hold on. Give me one second.
Oh, Aaron's growing a proboscis. her eyes are sort of going to the side of her head. Becoming multifaceted, she's growing.
I don't want to close my fly.
You don't want to close your fly.
Wait a minute. Zip.
I don't want to close my fly. I just want to pee in peace.
Okay. I'm going to save the next riddles I'm doing for another episode just because there's so many of them.
Okay.
And let me know if I've done these. I don't think so. Okay. These are from Aiden. These last couple riddles that we're going to be doing.
What's up,
okay.
Aiden?
A sword trapped in a tree. If our word for it was accurate, its usage would be deadly. The tool of the fallible, invaluable to you and me, yet we throw them away like they are worth less than pennies.
Mechanical pencil.
Adol, it's a pencil.
Well,
you're amazing.
Pencil.
Oh, sorry. It's whatever you want it to be.
Who throws away pencils?
We throw them away like you use it
Why?
Once and then you just throw it away. Not me, friend.
I'd like to see a scene.
Who's throwing away pencils?
I know. I know. Seriously, time out.
I pay like 60 cents a pencil.
Are you two not throwing away? What if What about pencils that are like down to their last?
When was the last time you used a pencil down to the nub? I have pencils that I've had for 20 years.
Well, that's a good.
I've never seen the end of a pencil, and I've never seen the end of a chapstick. To me, those things are infinite.
I've definitely seen the edge of the edge of a chapstick.
I'm on the edge.
I've stared down. I've looked at the precipice of a chapstick, my friend. It is very scary.
I'd like to see a scene.
Okay.
Janet and Adel, you two are pens, and JPC, okay. You are a pencil trying to prove that you matter as much as them.
And so I was writing in cursive to her. I said, "Fear not, thine dear, for I will soon come into inheritance to where we can traverse the world."
Oh, that is so beautiful. And if had I not been in almost exclusive use with the New York Times crossword, yes. I would have been right there cheering alongside for thine love.
Thank you. Oh, such gratitude.
Oh, yeah, dude. I agree. I agree big time.
Did someone evacuate their bowels? What is that smell?
No, man, I'm all solid inside. Don't worry about me. But damn, we were just talking about our jobs and everything. And yeah, man, it's like... For doing like golf scores and stuff,
Carol, it's get behind insane. Me. Carol, like, get behind me. Carol, get behind
me. I
write a four?
What are
three,
back creature back?
Two.
I will spout ink in your eye if you don't back up. What are you? Declare what you are.
Nah, guys, I'm you. I'm a utensil man.
He's turning upside down and rubbing his bottom all over the floor. Oh, this is disgusting.
His pink exposed bottom.
This is orangutanal.
No. That's why God made us this way. God made us this way because we make mistakes. We're only pencils, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, little sort of rubby-doos of his butt are left on my surface. What is this?
Butt flakes. Those are butt flakes.
That's a seven-letter word for horrified.
Yeah. And a lot of us don't have those on golf courses, too. Just FYI.
So I just want to draw a circle around this in ink. Pens are for city folk, and pencils are for country folk.
Hold on, you want to draw a circle? Put me on a compass. I can draw a circle real good.
Actually, we do have need of a compass, don't we? Cause
yes,
I'm sorry. You got to put me on what? I can't. I'm not. I can't.
Tell
do
us which way is south, friend.
Okay. Lick my lead. Feel the wind. Down.
Oh, he's a dullard.
Try again. Look at his tip. I shouldn't have said that. His butt is back out. His butt.
Okay, two quick riddles, and then we will let you be free, Janet.
I really love that pencils are for like unsophisticated rubes.
Unsophisticated golfers. Unsophisticated golfers.
A weapon to wield in the battle of public perception, but it is often better concealed than used to smooth over reception. A tool for the insecure, a vice for the chronically unreliable. I warn you to simply endure and try not to deny the undeniable.
Excuses. Mechanical
pencil. Yes, an excuse and a mechanical pencil is the alternative answer.
Sorry, the mice are making me say this.
Sounds like an excuse to me.
Yep.
That rules.
Well, JPC, you have to get this next one to make it all even.
I don't have to do anything. I choose to get this next one exactly correct as soon as you say it, but I don't have to do anything.
I am not a human. I have no form and no voice.
Draugr.
Nope. I offer no clues.
Damn it.
And no hints. And you have no choice. My name is specific and my riddle is clear. So if you have any doubts, I promise I'm sincere. What am I?
Oh.
Liar.
Yes.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah, you got it. Wow, I told you to get it. You got it. Thank you, Aiden. Good. Everybody
Aiden.
Left with a riddle.
Stephanie, Basil, Maisel. What Basil? Great riddles this ep.
Ugh.
Yes, I wanted to bring you some good riddles. You know when like cats kill mice and then they bring it to their owner and they're like, "You're welcome."
I know that my cat and many other cats gently pick up live mice in their mouths and bring them to their owners, their friends, their caregivers, and then put them down like my cat did. And then the mouse was extremely unharmed and crawled all over me.
And terrified.
But luckily, I like mice.
I mean, look, would you rather have a live mouse or a dead mouse?
I would rather have a live mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Aaron,
yeah.
My cats do that, but with Little Debbie snacks.
Oh,
and I'll go, no, not a zebra cake. I want an oatmeal cream pie. And they look at me like, oh.
Well,
it sounds
cats.
Like they're cleaning up after you. They're just like, hey, man, stop leaving these that are on our floor.
We
they're everywhere.
we can't eat this.
Janet, anything to plug?
Just, you know, various podcasts and stuff. You can follow me on social media. I've been trying to TikTok more.
Fine.
I think I'm at Janet-Barney.
I've
just started making some little videos with strike-friendly content where I'm using a lot of miniatures and food items to depict movies or shows.
Okay, actually...
You might want to go ahead and...
I'm going to go find it right now.
Today, I released Stringle Things.
Okay, this is an emergency. I have to go.
It's real stupid.
I cannot wait.
Real stupid.
Sounds like we need this strike to end.
We really do.
Possible.
That's the underlying, if not overlying message.
Oh, my God.
Or we might get more Stringle Things.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm already out of my mind.
Amazing.
The production value on this.
String cheese sitting on a bike.
There's... Did you eat? How did you make the string cheese?
I mean, I crafted it with my hands.
How did you make the string cheese?
Like, did you... I don't know. This is brilliant.
String cheese on a bike. I know.
It turns out that you can make shapes with string cheese pretty easily because you just partially string off the things that you need.
That's how people do ice sculptures as well.
Exactly. You know? And marble. Shapely, yeah. What you want to do is you're not creating a new image. No. You're cutting through to the image that was always there.
Mm-hmm. Chip away what shouldn't be there.
Yeah. You know?
And it's actually it's string cheese.
And it is string cheese. Mm-hmm. And it's always string cheese.
Anyone else have anything they want to talk about? I feel like I don't know how to recover after
this
string cheese.
Is this an HR session?
I'm sort of on a cloud over here. Adel, anything to plug?
Yes. If you have never seen John Carpenter's The Thing,
wow.
Do yourself a favor and go see it. The 1982 version, I've never seen the remake, and I probably will never, but the original is phenomenal. Also, it's not too late for you to watch Over the Garden Wall. One of my favorite fall movies, something I watch every year. I've probably already watched it by now, but you can probably watch it all the way through the end of November, and it still is quite joyful. Aaron, is there anything you want to plug?
Check out Janet's string cheese TikTok. It's heaven to me. And if you go watch it and like it, maybe she'll make more. So please do that. JPC, any review you want to read?
Yeah, let's read a review. This one's going to come from Swaggeroni in Cheese. Swaggeroni writes, ulterior motives. I've listened to this podcast so much it's permanently altered my brain chemistry. These three are the biggest celebrities in my mind, which is only made funnier by the fact that I do improv with people who know them as some guys from Chicago. JPC, if you read this one, let me know if you guys would want to participate in the KC Improv Festival when we arrange it for the 2023 season. I'll be coordinating the out-of-town acts and would love to host you guys. Love, West from the Midwest. I got great news for you guys. I went on the KC Improv Festival's Twitter page, and it looks like it has not updated since 2020 to say we're canceling it.
KC, do you have anything to say about that? I can't believe KC has a whole improv fest that he hasn't told anybody about.
I've never been invited.
It's Casey's big improv.
Disavowing it.
Oh,
KC.
Well, looks like it's not happening this year.
What's up?
We made out under the Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay, it counts. Adel won the episode.
Yay!
At the very last second, he got an extra point. He won. Jupiter, thank you for coming, Janet. Please never leave.
Yay!
Bye forever.
Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Delightful.
That's the pun he won it with under the Sauvignon Blanc.
It was perfect. You leave him alone. You leave him alone.
Under the Sauvignon Blanc. Hey there, bonjours and au revoirs. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We're doing improv scenes based on your Discord suggestions. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.